Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Everyone, and welcome to Lizzie T Radio Show. I am so excited this evening. We have an amazing show prepared for you guys tonight, and I have a special guest for us tonight. Her name is Amanda Stedman, and she is a coach, a qualified business and language qualified life coach. She's also an author. She's a Reiki master. She's an LP master, a practitioner, a hypnotist. She's also many things, and I'm going to introduce to you Amanda right now. She's on the line calling us all the way from the States, and we're so excited that this is just an amazing show, and I am really excited. Woohoo! It's going to be an amazing evening. So, hello, Amanda. How are you this evening?
Hello, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm all pumped up, and I'm all excited to hear about your project, your business, and I hear that you have a tour coming up. You're promoting your event, and you have a tour coming up to Toronto, Canada. Is that correct?
Almost, actually. It's what we call a virtual book tour. So I'm going to be going to various parts of the planet over the next few days, particularly the next 7 days, almost like a stock and at Star Trek, but not without the special effects there.
Wow, that's a great. And your book, can you tell us about your book?
Yes, I can. It is 15 years of experience working with thousands of people from a recruitment point of view, also with mentoring and coaching and being in the corporate world, and 3 years in the writing. So it's all my secrets and strategies that I've learned. Obviously, the last 15 years hasn't been a smooth ride. I did a few years ago almost lose the business, almost lost my house, almost lost everything from a material point of view, but have come back with a smile and with vigor to show people wherever they are, whatever challenges they're facing right now, that there is another way and there is a way you can move forward and be happy and confident. So my book is really about using specific tools. So if you want to visualize on the top of a mountain, this book is not for you. It is about taking practical tools and making your life happen and essentially being happy. That's what it comes down to. If you're not happy, what is the point? So that's what the book's about.
And the name of the book, and by the way, listeners, I do have all this information into the website, into the Blog Talk Radio. Her website for Amanda is there. Her contact information is there. Her bio is there. Her book is there. So anything that you need is there. All the links are there. So this is fantastic. This is great. And how did you get started on this? What made you? Because you were in corporate before, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's three kind of major turning points, and I think most people listening can associate with probably each of those. The first one is 20 years ago, I lost my mum to cancer, and I was only 20 when that happened, and it really made me think.
Congratulations.
If you've lost parents that young, you kind of know what I'm talking about. You know, she was my coach, she was my mentor, and at 20, I was like, oh my God, I have to make my decisions myself, but my mum used to help me with everything. And it really made me question, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And when you change your mindset and you start asking better questions, then you get better answers. And so I went off into traveling, and then I came back and went to a corporate job, and I was earning almost six figures, doing really well with a nice big house and a very well-paid fiancé, a BMW, and all the things that, you know, people would say, oh, wow, you're successful. But inside,
all the exterior things, all the material things.
Yeah, all the material things. And I was like, there's something missing, something not quite right. So I left all of that and went off to be an actress because I thought that's what I wanted to do, and started a business alongside that, because as you know, acting doesn't pay very much unless you're super successful. And what happened is the acting ended up fading into the background, and the business overtook the acting, and it did very well until kind of a few years ago. And then, as I said a moment ago, I almost lost everything, almost lost the house. The only thing that me and my current husband have was basically each other, and that's when I started to write this book almost 4 years ago, to really, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty of, you know, why are people unhappy? Everybody's facing challenges right now. Okay. What differentiates those people that really move forward and are truly successful from those that kind of moan about it? So the book started from there, and it's really developed.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a lady that is basically has turned her life around in only 4 years. And a lot of us and a lot of people that are listening right now, they probably can relate. And you are a coach, right? You are a mentor, and you are somebody that can help. What are the steps that you take people through that basically reorganize themselves, basically turning themselves around? What are the steps that you usually take someone? And again, if anybody is listening and they should get in contact with Amanda, please click on the links that are all on the website. And I would like for you to elaborate and tell us what are the steps for people to turn themselves around.
Well, essentially, there's three steps. I mean, I've put it into seven to make it very easy for everyone to understand in the book. There are seven particular chapters, and I have actually thrown in a bonus one, 8. And for those that buy on launch day, which is March the 13th, there's a whole lot of bonuses and an extra book and an extra MP3 that you get with it. And just going back to the three steps, there's three things that I found. You know, a lot of people have what we call conditioning. We're told by our moms, our dads, our schools, you know, go to business school, make money, be a lawyer, be a doctor, because that makes money. You know, we're programmed to do certain things. So there's lots of stuff going on in our conscious mind that clutters what we're really about. So what we've got to do as human beings, you need to clear the stuff that you don't want. The analogy I use is that you wear a computer. As we go on with computing, we keep adding all these files, all this information, which actually might not serve us, might not be useful for us, and clogs up our memory. So what you need to do is you need to get rid of the stuff or the viruses that are inside your head, and you need to reprogram those with positive things like, I am fantastic at my job. I do have a business that works. I am a great person. I'm confident at what I do. So you need to replace that with positive stuff. So those are two of the steps. So the very first step that we take people through is just getting a little bit clear on, okay, what makes you happy? Mm-hmm. If you don't know what makes you happy, then you're kind of like a boat without a rudder. You're never going to get to port. So the first thing I'd advise anybody that's listening to do is grab a piece of paper, spend a couple of minutes just sitting down and think about, hey, do you know what? What things do I do that make me happy? Mm-hmm. It could be a hobby. It could be something you maybe haven't done since you were 10. But, you know, we're here on this planet to be happy and to raise the happiness and love of everybody else. So once you figure that out for yourself, it's very easy for you to translate that to other people. But the problem is so many people are stuck in a job they don't like, they're not happy, or a relationship they're not happy, or they're in business, their own entrepreneurial business that's not making money. And what I find with the people I work with, I tend to attract mums that are at home that want to start businesses, male entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, and people in corporate that want to maybe move to the entrepreneurial side but haven't got the courage to do it yet. So what I find with those people is you take them through what's really important to them, what makes them happy. We clear out whatever's blocking them. Then we program what's great for them. And once that happens, the energy shifts, their mindset shifts, and the results are just phenomenal.
Wow. And those three steps are basic, but they're so important. Definitely, we have to ask ourselves why. There's very little things that makes us happy nowadays because we do crave all the material things, and we do crave, and we are, believe it or not, we're a human being that we are envious of other people. But there are things that have us happy, and this is what we have to focus on. You are a mother of two.
Yep, two girls under three that are very full on. And they're sleeping upstairs right now.
Right. So if this lady if Amanda has the capability of turning herself around in very short time, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that you also can do. And I can see and I can hear you a lot of Louise's hey in your teaching, because I love that lady. I follow her for a very, very long time. I think I have all her CDs. I love what she has to do, and I love how she turned herself around as well. You have worked with Louise Hay. You have trained. You've been trained with her.
Yeah, we're going back a long time now. I trained with Louise Hay teacher about 13 years ago.
Right.
And I remember somebody, when you make the decision that you want a better life, that you deserve something better, because at the end of the day, we're all amazing human beings. We already know what we're here to do. We have a purpose. We have a soul purpose blueprint. You have gifts and abilities that are natural to you. And when you do them, you feel in flow, you feel happy, you feel confident. And a lot of people don't take time out. They spend more time thinking about a pizza topping than they do about what makes them feel good. And a lot of people think wealth and fame and money makes it. Well, if you look at Whitney Houston, if you look at Michael Jackson, you know, it tells you that money and fame, it's not what it's about. It's about being happy on a daily basis. And I took a lot of Louise L. Hay principles and took them into my life. She has a lot of great affirmations. One of the best ones is, you know, I love myself. When you break it down, as you can imagine, we're onions. When we're born as babies, we are like a baby onion with no layers at all. And as we grow up, we get more and more layers. Mm-hmm. So when you get to a point where you know that something's missing in your life, you have to deconstruct those layers that society's put on us to get back to who you are at your core, which is generally the dreams and aspirations you had between the ages of about 3 and 7, whatever you dreamt of back then, a lot of people just completely forget about because we're conditioned to go off and make money. And it's not about that. It's about being happy. It's about being who you are and loving who you are. Because when that happens, everything flows. The money comes, the right people, opportunities, and circumstances come about. And I've really seen this work in my own life from an energetic level. And times when I didn't believe, you know, I trained as a Reiki master, and I was like, this stuff doesn't work, it's rubbish, you know, it's new age rubbish.
Wow.
But what I found is when you trust and you surrender to that energy that controls every living thing, then your life works. But we're conditioned not to trust, we're conditioned not to be complete, because if we believe that we're everything that we need to be now, then we're not going to consume, we're not going to buy the DVDs, we're not going to buy the cars. So this is, you need to wake up, people. This is about you.
Right. I love your energy. I love the way you talk. I love what you teach, and I love what you represent and what you are. So please, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Stedman, I really want you to give to your listeners, to the listeners right now, your information and phone number if you have, or your website. I know it's in the link, but I just want to make sure you want to repeat. I know you have workshops going on for people to sign up as well, and there's a link to Facebook, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest thing, because a lot of people probably listening don't know me, and they're like, who's this British girl talking about stuff? Is she talking about me? What I would say is, because a lot of people go, I don't know what to, you know, I don't want to commit to anything. So I have a website, which is amandastedman.com. That's AmandaStedman.com. So if you want to contact me directly, please just drop me an email through that. But if you're a little bit shy, and you're on Facebook, then go to facebook.com/AmandaStedman1, and you will find me there, and you can connect to me, you can see what's happening with the virtual book tour, and you can see the positive quotes that come through. And when you feel comfortable, you know, you can maybe join one of our group mentoring programs, or you can buy the book, which comes out on March the 13th, which is called Connect to Authentic Success, 7 Steps to the Destiny that You Deserve. It's 7 steps. It's very easy. It's an easy read. And I promise you that if you work your way through those 7 chapters, your world will be completely different to what you're feeling right now. And I look forward to holding your hand at some point and to getting to know you.
Fantastic. Great. I can't believe time just flies at Lizzie T Radio Show. And I am so happy and honored that you've called us, that you are part of this. You are such an energetic person. I just get all pumped up just by listening to you because I can feel your energy. This is great. The book, ladies and gentlemen, will be out March 13, as Amanda has mentioned. All her links are on the website. Her book is coming out, and you need to get a hold of this lady, and you need to just be part of her awesome network, because definitely if you want to turn your life around, she is a lady to talk to. And, looking forward to having you back on the show again, because you're just going to move everybody around here just doing what you do best. Any words and that you would like to say before our time is up?
Well, just that, you know, at the end of the day, it's about energy. It comes down to love. And the quote that I want to leave you guys with is, you know, if you have dreams, acknowledge them. But if you want your dreams to be real, schedule them.
Wise words. Wise word, yes. And boards are one thing that I love to do, vision boards. And definitely, if you have a dream, you have to write it down, or you have to make a board. I've learned that actually with Louise Hay. And this is great. This is amazing. Thank you so much, Amanda. Please, ladies and gentlemen, amandastedman.com is her website. Looking forward to hear more about her. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for being part of our show. And we wish you a fantastic, fantastic evening.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you very much for having me. You've been a fantastic interview. I've really enjoyed it. Please give my love to Toronto. I'm sending lots of sunshine from down here in St. Martin, sending you lots of warmth. And I have a lot of Canadians here that send their regards that are coming home to you in the next couple of weeks. So have a fantastic evening, everyone, and to your health, wealth, and authentic success. Bye for now.
Bye.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Stedman, amandastedman.com. Thank you so much for listening. This was another radio show, Lizzie T Radio Show at Blog Talk Radio. We're so happy to have this special guest. And we will be back this weekend with another special surprise. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for participating. If you have an idea, or if you have a special show or a special event that you would like to promote, or you want us to talk about, or you want to come into the show, please give us a call and or send us an email through our Facebook, which is our Facebook is Lizzie T Radio Show. So Facebook.com/Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much, and make it a fantastic day. This is Liz, your host. Good night for now.